Hey friends, and welcome to another episode of the Danny Morrell Show. I'm your host, Danny Morrell. I know that you're used to seeing me live and a recording of a live show. However, my travel schedule didn't allow me to go live this week, so I'm doing something this week I have not done in a while. I'm communicating and interviewing with an absolute superstar. Say hello to my good friend, Elias. Elias, say hello.
Hey everybody, how you, Danny?
Elias is an incredible real estate professional, happens to specialize in commercial real estate in Florida, also happens to be one of our coaching clients at Empire University. And get this, Elias not only lost 100 pounds, but also signed a contract that will allow him to net $1 million in commissions every year for the next 3 years. That's right, one contract, 100 plus properties. You're not going to want to miss this show. Let's get started. All right, friends, as mentioned in our introduction, I've got a special guest for you tonight, today. But before we get started, I got to tell you something pretty funny that has been going on over the last 2 days. If you noticed in our introduction, we actually had filmed this recording in my office. Come to find out, by the time the evening came around, Zoom, the platform that we used to record the conversation, never recorded anything. And so here we are today, a day later, having to record it where I'm at a seminar that I'm attending for 3 days in my hotel room, as you can see. And Elias was gracious enough to join us again for this recording. So Elias, how about we welcome you first? How you doing, my friend?
How you doing, Danny? Always great to meet with you, man.
Absolutely. And secondly, how about we set the intention that that interview was not meant to happen because this one is going to be 10 times better. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to share the story, talk to you about everything.
Awesome. I love it. Well, listen, Elias, I want to get started. I'm going to be talking to you about two specific things. And for our listeners, this is a unique individual that literally had breakthroughs after being so broken down that he was actually 100 plus pounds heavier. So we're going to talk about how Elias transformed not only his physical body, but also his business, and as a result, his income. And I think it started with his mind. So let's start with that, Elias, because that's one of the most interesting things that I love to speak about is the power of the mind. I got to first know, before we talk about your breakthrough, what was going on in your mind that caused you to be 100 pounds plus heavier, basically carrying around another human being every day of your life?
You know, and it felt like that. It felt like it was a big weight on me, not just, you know, physically, but mentally. I've been going through a lot, bad relationships. The economy was terrible. As you know, the market crashed. Been in the business since I was 18 years old. I'm 33 now. And it was just one of those moments where you kind of wake up and you're like, what the heck happened? I think my moment, I stepped on the scale, I was 312 pounds. And I said, what is a business worth without me living?
And it was say that again. Say that again, please.
What was a business worth without me living?
Yeah. I think it was so important for you to say that again, Elias, and I apologize, but because I think people out there might not necessarily be 100 pounds overweight, and they may not be any pounds overweight, but damn it, they're doing things to their physical bodies that aren't in alignment with them being able to live a long-lasting life. And it sounds to me like that's what you were doing as well.
Yeah, you know, we take for granted our health. You know, it took me 112 pounds to finally realize that, you know, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again, expect different, you know, the same result or a different result. Mm. And I just was going on that path of insanity and I couldn't find a way out. I felt stuck. I was depressed. My business was affected. My personal relationships were affected. I couldn't keep a date. It was just one of those moments where you just kind of wake up. Mm. And, you know, I had to do something. I had no choice. You know, my health was suffering. My business was suffering. My personal life was suffering. And it's kind of like one of those anchor moments you have in your life. And I kind of reached where that anchor kind of pulled me and said, stop, take a moment and just pause for a second. Mark Twain says, you know, when you find yourself part of the majority, you pause and reflect. That was my moment where I had to just stop everything that I was doing and really think to myself, what am I doing?
Right.
And right. Yeah, it was the wake up moment for me.
Okay.
So here you are, you're 300 plus pounds. What was the heaviest you got to?
The heaviest I got to was 315.
315 pounds. So yeah. you're definitely an overachiever. You can't just be hanging at 300. You got to give it like an extra little notch, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you got to prove the point that you are the big dog, right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was relatively fit my whole life. You know, I was really active in sports and, you know, I always saw myself in the gym and did all these things. And I got into real estate and, you know, my parents had a local business. I was working at Pizza Hut. I was working at my dad's store. I was selling real estate and I was going to college at the same time. So I just kind of was so focused on making the money and doing all these things to become successful. Mm-hmm. That I really didn't care about the body. I was sacrificing, but I was sacrificing the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a big, you know, contributor to that. And, you know, when you.
And you realize you didn't even realize it, did you?
No, you don't. And I think it's because, you know, we talk about proximity, you know, the five people you hang out with. It was the five things I was kind of thinking about all the time. It was so centrally focused. There was no balance. It was so one-sided that how could that be a successful thing? Right. They weren't working in parallel to each other. It was totally opposite. Business was taking over my personal life and my personal life was my health. And I was just so centrally focused on one area that I forgot about everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you. Totally understandable. You know, Elias, I'm very big on the thought that whatever's going on in your inner world, essentially the outer world is a reflection of whatever's happening in here.
Absolutely.
And I bring that up, Elias, because for many people listening, they might say, yeah, but I'm not 100 pounds overweight. Yeah, but you might be 25. Or if that's not it, you might not have a solid relationship with your spouse. Or if that's not it, you might not be seeing your kids as much as you'd like to see. And I guess what I want our audience to understand is that the weight was just a reflection of a lack of balance and clarity about what's really important inside. And would you agree with that statement?
No, absolutely. You know, your reality becomes is a product of your mentality.
Yeah.
And one of those biggest things was the mental things that were going on in my head. I didn't feel confident. I didn't feel any type of conviction in my life. All I felt was a guy that was overweight, wasn't succeeding well because the market was terrible. Mm-hmm. And there was no evidence in my life that made me feel good so I can operate at a high level.
Right.
You know, and as I lost the weight, you know, it was like a mental lift off my shoulders. I got lighter. You know, the baggage left the door as well. I built more evidence of my confidence and my discipline and all these things that I thought I never had. I had to essentially learn them again.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Elias, tell me, I have said at many of our events, whether it's on webinars, whether it's at Vision, I'm probably going to talk about this at Relentless in July. But I have said that, you know, whether it's in business or in health or in family or whatever the case may be, nothing changes until you get sick and tired, until you get pissed off, right? You got to get mad. You got to finally realize, wait a minute, you know, okay, maybe I'm not 100 pounds overweight, but damn it, I'm 100 grand a year under what I should be earning. And until you know what I'm saying? Until that pisses you off, until you get mad and you just start to, number one, take personal responsibility for it. And then number two, go out and find some help, some accountability, some coaching, some guidance, a support mechanism, then nothing really changes. So I want to ask you, you know, about what changed for you. But first and foremost, I got to know, what was that moment, my man? What was that moment where you said, like, that's it, I'm done?
You know, I was at that point. The business started doing a little bit better. The market kind of turned. I remember a moment I was literally on a scale. The girl I was talking to that I was kind of strung on, and it was just one of those moments, you know, it was a terrible time for me. I was way overweight. I couldn't even bear to look at myself in the mirror. I didn't want to take pictures anymore. It was just one of those low moments. And, you know, I was just on the recovery. you know, for the market. So it, things weren't that great financially. It was just a pivotal time that I just needed to change. Yeah. It was like I had to save my own life. And you know, I finally realized that I can't sing, I can't rap, and I can't dribble a ball. You know, so I'm going to have to go work for it because my parents weren't going to give it to me and no one was going to help me out. I had to do it myself. I had to seek my own recovery.
Right. And so so you got to that moment and then what happened? Did you just decide to start exercising or what was the first step for you?
So, you know, I'm like everybody else and I'm no different from any other human being. I guess the only difference is I learned to start and finish. And that was really important for me. And it was the theme of this whole, you know, transformation for me. I have ADHD, you know, hyperactive. So, you know, my attention and my focus is pretty troubling to, you know, stay focused, stay on one task. But, you know, the combination of, you know, just starting on what was sexy, you know, it was this exercise program and P90X and all these different things, giving myself way too many options. I would start and start and start and start, and I would never finish.
Right.
And, you know, in the business too, you know, you go from this guru to that book and you don't take any action. And it was just one of those things. I was like, I need help.
Yeah.
You know, I need a coach in my life. And fortunately, I was up in Cleveland visiting my folks and I stopped by one of my other cousins' house. And I almost didn't recognize him when I seen him. I was like, you lost some weight.
Wow.
And I said, I'm like, you look good.
Yeah.
Big his whole life. I said, how did you do
it? Wait, hold on. So he was also big. He was heavy.
Oh, absolutely. He was a pharmacist and he lost about 80 pounds plus.
Wow.
I said, how did you do it? He said, I got a coach. I said, well, who's your coach? You know? And fortunately, I was at a time financially I could afford those type of things again.
Sure.
So I sought off my coach and he happened to be one of my cousins. And he also happened to share the same name as me. His name is Elias Gazul. And I don't think he took me seriously. I don't think anyone took me seriously at that point. And probably because I never really talked about like where I was mentally at that time. It was kind of a very private thing for me, of course, because being the strong one, the positive one all my life and, you know, not really admitting to any fault, you know, was a big thing for me. And, you know, I hired him not because, you know, it was easy. You know, he kind of explained it to me right how it was, just like you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gave me that brutal truth. He's like, I can get you to wherever you want to be with your body, but it's going to take work. And you can't deviate and you just have to execute. I mean, there's just no option. If you want it, I'm here to help you. If you're wasting your time, I don't want your money.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. And so from the moment you started to the moment that, which by the way, you have a picture, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you guys, you got to see this. If you could just hold that up to the camera on your computer. I want those of you watching us on YouTube, check out this transformation. That's what he used to look like, guys. Is that incredible or what? Look at that. I mean, dude, that looks like a double X large shirt. And that thing was breathing for mercy right there, man.
Yeah, it was the first time I was in California. I came out and that's in near Corona, actually, in Riverside County area.
Okay, cool.
And I was up with some friends and we were kind of at the top of the hill and she kind of snapped a picture of me. And it was like the first picture I kind of really took, you know, in a while.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at that picture and I was just like there's no way I could edit that thing out.
Yeah.
You know, I tried.
Best,
I was like,
you have the best editors in the world, man.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
The filters, let me do whatever I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was what it was.
Right.
And it just so happened that same time I was starting my diet. It was really inconvenient because I'm out in California. I got a little money in my pocket. I want to go have some fun.
Right.
But I didn't. I stuck with the plan. It was like the week that he got started. And I was like, the first week was like, oh my God, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
And then I had to remind myself exactly why I was doing it.
I love
it. And, you know, keeping that front and forefront just gave me that motivation to kind of just keep going. And, right. you know, with being consistently consistent and staying on course, it just got easier over time because yeah. I developed, you know, that discipline, you know, but, you know, still to this day, you know, we get those days where you just want to eat everything in sight.
Yeah, you want to eat a Twinkie or a cookie.
We want to go party. We want to go do what everyone else is doing. But at that point, I just realized that I no longer could live like anybody else.
Right.
You know, because my body, my genetics, whatever it was, just wasn't like everybody else. Mm. It was special. It was for me. Mm. So I had to learn how to work with that. And with the help of a coach and, you know, him guiding me and giving me a plan, he kind of eliminated all the options and I just started.
I love it. And so you dropped the weight, obviously, which was an incredible feat for you. And we're going to transition into business because then we started working together and the same type of growth happened in your business. But I got to ask you something, man, because this is very important. I think that everyone out there that's watching is a decision away from changing their lives. And I think the number one decision that has to be made is to take over the thoughts that are going on in our head, right? Because there's so many little things that hold us back on a day-to-day basis. I got to ask you, man, what did it feel like to know that because of the decision you made to take over the thoughts going on in your head about food, you were able to transform your body? Like, what does it feel like to know that you are in control, that when you eat or when you eat or cheat because you're in control, not because your subconscious mind is telling you to go have a cookie or something?
You know, complete conviction. It's a confidence. It's knowing that I can do whatever I want.
That's right.
And the biggest thing, and I say this a lot, is I learned how to start and finish.
Yeah.
You know, set a goal, go after a goal, take your action, and get it done.
Yep.
That was such a huge shift for me. Because we don't have enough evidence of that. You know, it's hard to see yourself in the mirror with a six pack.
Right.
It's hard for me now to see myself with a six pack. So how do you believe that and have that blind faith that everyone talks about?
Yeah.
I think it's like a hypothetical dream. And we got to go test that with action and figure out if we can really do it and create that evidence. And once you see that evidence and you see the weight coming off, that conviction starts to really anchor into your subconscious mind. And you just understand that, hey, I can do this.
Yeah.
You build that confidence by that action, by trying, by practicing. A lot of the stuff that you do, and you know, soon enough, and we're going to talk about it, a lot of the stuff I learned through fitness, it just showed me everything I needed to do really in my business.
Right.
A follow-up plan, to listen to guys like you, to stop seeking, you know, the sexy, I need a guru and, you know, and I'm going to make $1 million in 6 months or less. It's just not the facts. You know, it's like a wet dream. It's over when you wake up. That's it.
And so I got to ask you, you know, I want to transition now into the business conversation. Because you said something very important when we first started our conversation today. You said you had been in the business since you were 18 years old. And yet, when you reached out to me, you were still a little stuck. Like, I remember at the time, I remember it took you a little bit to, like, get going. And so...
Yeah, it did.
And I'm curious. Go for it.
Well, I had a lot of trouble. You know, I'd made the physical change. Mentally, I was in a very different place.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't yet connected the dots yet with my business. It was doing well because by proximity of the market, doing well,
right.
You know, but there wasn't really any control. There was a lot of stuff just happening because I had, you know, some decent amount of listings and things like that, but it wasn't measurable. You know, it wasn't growing. It was kind of stagnant. You know, 1 month you do like crazy amount, next month, nothing in sight.
Got it. And that's why you reached out?
I was looking for a coach, you know, because I did so well. And there was evidence that, you know, a coach helped me out before. I said, well, if I can execute with my fitness, I can definitely execute with a coach. And I looked everywhere. I did people that were out of real estate, that were, you know, in real estate, Tom Ferry, Mike Ferry. It just felt like a bunch of fudge to me. I mean, just there was no authenticity to it. It didn't seem like those guys were even in the business. And I just felt right seeing what you've done with what you were doing, and you're giving it out for free. This is before you had Empire.
Right,
I mean,
it was.
I was like, who is this guy? Why is he giving this stuff away for free? Yeah. These guys are charging thousands of dollars a month for not even a quarter of the content. I just saw a lot of value and I latched onto it. I anchored into it.
I appreciate that.
It was one of those things where I saw the evidence. I was like, yeah, well, if he can do it, I can do it.
You know what's so funny, man? I was on a podcast the other day and, you know, a guy asked me that same question. And I believe part of the value in joining a community like ours is that you see evidence. I mean, just for crying out loud, you're in the same conversation with Bill Graham, who Bill is going to close 250, 260 deals this year. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes just seeing that evidence, just seeing the daily victories from people, it inspires you. So being a part of a community where you can see evidence is big. I remember when I was a kid, I was 18 years old and, you know, for the most part, I had a decision to make about my life and I had a decision to make about my future. And when I looked around, I didn't really see anyone that had the evidence that I wanted or that I was looking for in life. You know, no one was making anything more than $50,000 or $60,000 a year. No one, nobody in my family, nobody in my circle of influence, definitely none of my friends because we were all young. And I remember at that time, my evidence was Beverly Hills 90210. You remember that show?
Yeah.
Yeah. I talk about it in my book. I know it's funny, but to me, it just allowed me to see what was possible. And you know, for me at least, that's all I need to see is that it's possible. Elias, I don't know if you realize, but the same thing happened to you. You saw your cousin. You saw that your cousin had dropped the 80 pounds and you go, wait a minute, there's the evidence. Like if that guy can do it, I can do it as well, you know? And one of the premises that I remember the conversation that we had when you started stepping out of the box, it was the conversation about social media.
Yeah.
And you just got active and you started posting. Tell me, what changed in terms of your perspective and your confidence on social media?
You know, I'm naturally a shy guy as a salesman. You know, it sounds kind of funny when you say that. And I kind of like to keep to myself. But on the other hand, there's always that feeling inside of me that I have to have that message out there. And I just, my activities changed. I started paying attention to the way you guys were posting. Mm-hmm. You know, just there was evidence that it was working and I needed to become more active. I think that was a big part of being, you know, associated with any type of coaching or community was that activity. There was no one was acting average. It was all like people were going after it.
Right.
The speed, right. You know, like you said, you don't find evidence. I mean, it's hard to find anything beyond average in normal life because a majority of society lives average.
Absolutely. And,
well, actually, a majority of society lives below average.
Yeah.
So that it's hard to see people doing it, you know, and actually believe it. You think they have this secret potion, and that's why the whole get rich quick thing is so sexy, you know, and they try to sell you on these ideals, but you didn't see people actually doing it. They almost felt like it was, they were a star off in the sky and you just couldn't touch it. You could see it,
but you don't know how they, right. Exactly. I love that. Definitely. So, you know, we talk about three pillars in our program. There's generate, the ability to generate leads on a consistent basis. There's convert, which the last 2 months we've been really focused on. You know, I got to hear because you never believed in, forget about scripting, you never believed in a sales process. And we've taught you a sales process where just this last week, you literally got an appointment by using the sales process that we teach. What did that feel like?
It was great. You know, I like to think that I'm pretty experienced. But it made me realize that, you know, there's a better way of doing things. Mm-hmm. You know, it also gave me more confidence going into conversations, having that dialogue, having that foundation to rest my feet upon and jump off of. Mm-hmm. That was a big part of a lot of the systems we had. And it was organized. It was simple. Yeah. It was executable, just like my diet. You know, yeah. it was simple. It was to the point. It was executable. Something I can grasp on, sink my teeth in and taste it and just go at it.
Yep. I love it. I love it. And so then the magic happened. As a direct result of what you learned through social media, you set up an appointment that I think is going to change your future. An appointment that ended up giving you a contract. Get this, everybody. Elias, the contract is to list how many homes?
We're doing over 200 homes. And it's not just that. There's other new construction projects with it. It gave us a whole model with it. It was a springboard to that. But it's multiple seven figures in commission over the next 3 years, guaranteed.
So it's essentially guaranteed $1 million a year in commissions every year for the next 3 years. That's essentially what it is, yeah, correct?
For us and the team, yeah.
And I got to ask you, Elias, if you would have been the 300-pound version of Elias, would you have gotten that contract?
I wouldn't have gone on the appointment.
That bingo. You would have, listen, you would have never posted. You would have never attracted. Listeners, people, I don't care where you follow me. I want you to pay attention to this. When we say your outer world is a reflection of your inner world, this is the best example I can give you. We're talking about an individual who was 100-something pounds overweight that admitted he would have never even posted or put himself into the situation to get the contract. And now that he's lost the weight, he signed a multiple million-dollar contract. I mean, what better example can you get than that, man? That is absolutely fantastic.
Danny, I was afraid to even take my picture, let alone post it on social media. And my trainer's like, post it, post it, post it. Like, he gave me a hard time about it. I was like, I don't want anyone to know.
Yeah.
I hadn't taken my shirt off at the beach in years. Like, you want me to go out on social media and just, I was worried about my brand. I was worried about everything.
Sure.
But what was I worried about? There was nothing there to worry about. It was just, it was my own story, my own ego telling me a story that wasn't true.
Elias, have you ever read the book Power versus Force?
I got it. I have it on audio. I got through a few chapters of that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. It's a difficult read or difficult listen because the guy who's like narrating
very,
it,
very technical.
Just monotone. He talks like this. You know, and I'll understand it's a little crazy because for our listeners, it actually talks about the different ways that human beings calibrate and the different levels in which you calibrate at. And Elias, when you say you didn't want to take your picture and you say you didn't want to take your shirt off and you say that you just didn't want to be, you know, post publicly about anything, what was happening, whether you realize it or not, there was a little shame there. You were ashamed.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And when you're ashamed, people, and by the way, maybe you're not ashamed by the way you look, but you're ashamed because of something that happened to you in the past, or you're ashamed because you're not able to perform at a certain level, or you're ashamed because there's something not clicking in your life. Whenever there is shame, or whenever there's something that you're hiding, or whenever there's something that you don't want the world to know about, that's why it's so healthy, people, when you mess up or when you put yourself in a bad situation, talk about it. Because when you don't realize it's happening, and what Elias didn't realize was happening was that shame was keeping him from fulfilling his true potential. And that's what happened is you got rid of that shame. You broke through. You're still naturally quiet, of course, but at least you started to take in actionable steps, which caused this owner of this big of a property to reach out to you and call you. And I mean, that's gotta be the greatest come list me conversation that's ever gone down. Hey, can you come list my 200 plus houses? That is fantastic.
You know, and it's not just that one instance, it's everything else that kind of came into it, that confidence that I got going through the process. And, you know, social media really helped me to stay on task, you know, posting that I was going to be at the gym at a certain time. When I go to the gym at, you know, I'm up at 3:30, I'm in the gym by 4, I'm done by 5. That morning routine, I used to wake up early, but I would just sit there and stare at the wall. And it just didn't make sense. And it was kind of like the whole process of focusing on yourself and creating balance and working on your business and doing well. Right. Is it that community and that theme was just, it was so nice. It was refreshing. I got some consistency in my life in a very uncertain world. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but many people like myself and everybody, uncertainty is a very uncomfortable thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when I'm certain about something, my God, you cannot stop me.
Absolutely.
When I'm certain, when I can see it and I actually believe in it, I go after it.
Well, how about this? How about this, my friend? How about you were not certain about yourself?
No, I wasn't.
You weren't.
For a very long time.
Right? Right?
For a very long time.
And then you got certain about yourself. And that I try to teach, you know, all of our agents, all of our clients, and even our followers on Instagram in my daily messages is that, you know, it really genuinely starts with certainty and confidence in who you are. In who you are, that comes first.
You have to define that. You know, the world is so uncertain, but you can be certain with yourself. Mm-hmm. And the only way you're going to do that is you stop talking about it. You become honest, brutally honest, like you say, and look at that man in the mirror and or that woman in the mirror and just say it, like, who am I? Mm-hmm. And answer it.
Yeah.
I got into, we all get into it. You want to chase money and do all these things. None of that stuff is important because it's fuel that only lasts so long. It's like, who are you inside? What fuels you? What drives you? Your why? That's the stuff that's going to keep you going when you're gone 5 days and you barely got any sleep and you're hating eating the same food every single day and you got a list of appointments and you're trying to stay on task.
Right.
That's the why. Your kids, your vision for the future, whatever that is, that's the stuff that fuels you.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, I found certainty. It's a beautiful feeling. And now I can learn to start and finish in a lot of areas of my life that just I didn't feel I was able to do at the time.
Sure.
But now I can do it.
Sure. Elias, by the way, I already think this was a better conversation than the last one. Do you agree?
I was a little nervous.
That's okay. It's just, you know what? We're just flowing better. And sometimes I'm glad that this happened. But one thing I do remember that you covered in the last conversation, I don't know the exact question, but I asked you, you know, if someone out there wants to break through in their physical fitness and in their business, right? Because, and we bring this up, guys, because the two are so closely attached. It's one and the same, guys. The better you feel about yourself and your body and your health, the better that you'll feel in your business. Quite frankly, the better that you feel about yourself, the higher a level you'll calibrate at, right? And if you haven't read Power versus Force, I definitely recommend it. And the higher that you're calibrating at, the better off that you'll be in your business world. Why? Because you'll literally attract business, right? There's business that you go out to work to find, and then there's business that you're attracting because of who you are. And so Elias, I remember asking you if someone wanted to go out and change their physical fitness life and their business life, where would they start? And I remember your answer, but let's see if you remember it. Where would you say they start? They should start.
If you want to kind of remind me, but
I remember you said start with one.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, when we have a goal or we want something in life, we start really wide and our eyes are looking for anything and everything. And I like to think that there's all those distractions out there. That's the sexy idea, the $1 million, make a million, whatever it is, or the P90Xs, which I'm not defunking any of these programs because I've never done them, nor can I say it. But it wasn't until I went like this and just started with one.
Right.
And learned how to start and finish with that one thing that I learned the skills and developed the discipline and the confidence and the vision to just stay it through and finish my goal. We just get too distracted. You know, I was the kid that could never sit still my whole life. And that was just such a great thing to understand that I needed to start with one.
Yeah.
You know, micro versus macro, you know, and you talk about that. It's like, let's start with 30.
Right.
Then perfect the, you know, make, you know, that's going to be your dirty 30. Then perfect the next 30.
Right.
It's right. The same concept. It is. Staying focused on that one thing, getting that thing done.
Your mind needs direction. It needs guidance. It needs a specific goal and a specific outcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we need to be successful. We have to.
So I want to ask you one more question, okay?
Absolutely.
I heard something today, and it made me think about this event that we've got coming up in July. We've got Ed Mylett coming. We've got Andy Frisella, Gerard Adams, who is incredible, Sarah Centrella, and obviously our keynote speaker is Alex Rodriguez from the New York Yankees.
I'm so excited too.
But I want this always baffles me. It baffles me because I have obviously a winning mindset, a forward thinking mindset. I'm not afraid to invest myself. I'm at a 3-day seminar right now myself in Redondo Beach, California, right? The program I'm a part of, I pay $24,000 a year to pay the program, to be a part of the program. Okay. And I'm constantly investing in myself. And yet it baffles my mind that people have a hard time investing $349 for a 3-day event, or that they would even think about it for more than 2 seconds. And I'm bringing this up because when you can get someone in the room like Andy Frisella, who has created a multiple $100 million a year revenue business, Ed Mylett, who has a net worth of over $300 million, Gerard Adams, who by 25 years old sold his business for more than $50 million, Alex Rodriguez, who is freaking Alex Rodriguez, Sarah Centrella, who essentially was left on her own when her husband cheated on herself and left to fend for herself and 2 kids and actually turned that situation around and came up on top. And we actually have one more female speaker that I think I should get confirmed in the next 3 days. But that lineup alone, not including the fact that I'm obviously going to help change your life and I'm going to do what I do to the fullest of my potential, it's worth more than $349 for 1 hour of the 3 days, let alone the 3 days. And I heard something today that made me think about you, Elias. I heard and I thought about the fact that if California is too far for you to travel, then your vision is too small.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. If California is too far for you to travel, you're listening to me right now, your vision is too small, because when your vision is big enough, nothing will get in the way. And that brings me up to what happened to you in January. You were set to come to Vision, which was our 2-day event. There was a snowstorm. Tell them what happened and tell them what you paid to make sure that you got there the very next morning.
I got to the airport. I was upset, you know, because travel and everything was delayed. There was a connecting flight into Denver and that flight got canceled. So I'm not going to fly out. I'm looking for a flight. I finally find a flight, paid over $1,000 extra, not including I had to stay in the hotel.
So hold on. So you paid $1,000 extra on top of your flight, on top of your hotel, on top of your extra hotel, just to get there. Why? And why does money hold people back the way it does?
I wasn't thinking about the cost. I was thinking about what I was going to learn.
Just stop and say that again, please.
I wasn't thinking about the cost. I was thinking about what I was going to learn.
Yeah.
I got so much from the first Relentless event. I mean, that was just a really big take for me. I mean, not just from, you know, having, you know, a big expensive speakers, you know, up on stage. It was more so what you said, you know, and a lot of things that your message came through. I could care less if, you know, and Andy Purcell, these guys are wonderful. I mean, absolutely bow my hands down to them, what they've created. But I think the biggest thing is there's so much value. That one little sentence could mean $1 million to you.
Right.
But we don't see it as that.
Right.
We see it as $349. And that's where people have a problem.
That's the win. That's the win or loss right there.
They're thinking about the barricade before they even learn how to climb over or run right through it.
Right.
I mean,
right.
everyone sees the obstacle first. They don't see the opportunity.
Right.
And, you know, you talked about this, you know, invest in yourself. I mean, you spend that buying all these dumb books all year round to maybe even not even pick up, you know, past the first chapter.
Right.
And this is something you can sink your teeth in and be amongst these guys. I mean, these guys could be anywhere in the world. Danny doesn't need to be doing all this. And just to be in a room with guys that are willing to share what they know and give you that information for the price of a hotel or a bar tab on the weekend, I mean, is the biggest, it's such a great investment. You know, stop self-helping and start self-investing.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Elias, I want to say thank you to you, my friend, because it's 6 o'clock here right now, Pacific Standard Time. That means it's 9 p.m. on the East Coast. I know you got to wake up early tomorrow morning because we're in an accountability group through our coaching program. So I honestly want to get you out of your office. I want to get you home. I am seeing that this thing actually recorded this time. If people want to reach, if people want to reach out to you, connect with you, if they got any referrals for you out in the Florida area, where do they find you, my friend?
You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, Elias George Realtor. I do new construction. We do commercial, anything you got. And if I can't find a person or if I can't personally handle it, we'll find you somebody that will take care of your clients.
Awesome. Thank you so much, my friend, for being here. I look forward to many, many more years of our coaching relationship and our friendship developing. And I look forward to seeing you at Relentless. And for all of you guys for all of you guys watching, meet Elias at Relentless, because here is a human being who actually did it. Lost 100 pounds, signed a multiple seven-figure contract within the span of 12 months. And I think the best is yet to come. Thank you so much. We'll see you next Wednesday, as always, live on our Facebook group. Or if not, if need be, we will, no matter what, be providing you with one incredible show a week. I appreciate your participation. I appreciate your following. And if you haven't got your ticket yet, go to relentlessevent.com and get them now. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.